I get the sense that your students find this quite an emotive history to engage with, but what about you as a teacher? What are the sensitivities that you need to be aware of?
Probably the thing that was immediately most daunting to me was that I am a white teacher, and I'm a white teacher teaching Black history. And it does interrupt the psyche for them a little bit. Then you're like, well, no, it's not about compartmentalizing history like that. This is real history. It's not a side issue or a identity issue. This is part of a global story that we all need to tell. And I think with that, though, it's really important that you don't perpetuate racist ideas. I've heard of teachers teaching apartheid and teaching that Sobukwe was a reverse racist because he talked about Africanist ideas. And that was very much the mantra and the rhetoric of newspapers at the time. And that I remember the Times actually did call Sobukwe a reverse racist when he broke off from the ANC. But I think it's important that as history teachers, especially white history teachers, that we develop our racial literacy in order to teach this properly, in order to understand race better ourselves, understand the way that the historical narrative has been told, and to really explore it, seeking the voices of the people at the time as well. So reading things from Sobukwe, for example, or from Steve Biko, and trying to understand their voice in teaching it as well.